Live cattle futures firmed on Monday. Retail meat prices moved lower last month. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 16th of October. Sharply higher wholesale choice beef cutout values helped boost live cattle futures Monday. That provided support to feeder cattle after follow-through pressure tied in part to higher grain prices. Live cattle futures closed an average of 95 cents higher across a range of 55 cents higher to $1.80 higher in near Dease. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 70 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were sharply higher for choice and weak on select, with light to moderate demand and offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was $2.09 higher Monday afternoon at $204.80 a hundredweight. Select was 39 cents lower at $191.89. Calves and feeder cattle sold mostly weak to lower, and sharply lower in some cases, at the weekly Monday sales monitored by Cattle Current. Pressure continued from wet, muddy conditions hampering demand, as well as a short supply of trucks in some areas. Steer and heifer calves sold $5 to $12 lower at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri. Yearlings sold $3 to $6 lower. There are 4,944 head on offer. At Oklahoma National Stockyards, there were 3,500 head. Where tested, steers weighing less than 800 pounds sold $1 to $3 lower. Heifers sold $3 to $6 lower. Steers weighing less than 400 pounds sold steady at Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska. But steers weighing more than 400 pounds traded $10 to $15 lower. And heifer calves sold $4 to $10 lower. There are 2,991 head on offer. Steer and heifer calves sold steady at Torrington Livestock Commission in Wyoming, where there are 2,639 head. Finally, yearling feeder steers weighing 7.5 to 800 pounds and 850 to 900 pounds sold $1 to $2 lower at Sioux Falls Livestock in South Dakota. Yearling heifers there sold unevenly steady. There are 1,868 head on hand. Cash bids for grains and soybeans were mostly higher Monday. According to analysts with the Daily National Grain Market Summary, rain and snow last week again prevented much harvest or planting progress, but they say weather looks more favorable this week. They add that the moisture adds concern to crop quality as well. Wheat bids were steady to 8 cents higher. Soybean bids were 21 to 26 cents higher. Sorghum bids were 8 cents higher. Corn bids were a half a cent lower to 8.5 cents higher, while corn futures closed mostly 2 to 4 cents higher. Despite positive quarterly earnings reports, investors started the week with renewed pessimism tied to rising interest rates, and they pushed U.S. financial indices lower again Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 89 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 16 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 66 points. Retail prices for beef and pork drifted lower in September, reversing a trend from the summer months, according to the Livestock Marketing Information Center in the latest Livestock Monitor. Retail chicken prices moved lower too, but within a narrow range established early last year. The biggest retail price decline from August to September was for choice beef, falling 15 cents a pound, say LMIC analysts. Even with the drop in price, compared to 12 months earlier, prices were still 2% higher. That compares with retail pork prices that were 5% lower than a year earlier, and chicken prices that were lower by a fraction of a percent. They note the prices are based on Bureau of Labor Statistics survey data that's compiled by USDA's Economic Research Service. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 16th of October. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.